relationships that work because there is no work. I've never liked the idea of having to work on my relationship. You know, I go to work all day, and I'm going to get in my car, and I got to go home, and what are you going to do? I got to go work on my relationship. I'm working all day, and I'm working all night, and it's the whole thing is a struggle. I do think there are certain kinds of things. Let's take a relationship first. You do have to be considerate of, and so on, but by and large, when you're at harmony with somebody, and when you're in that place that I call no limits, where you know that the person that you're in a relationship with is not that form or that body. That isn't, because right now I'm in a relationship with my wife and she's 2,000 miles away. That doesn't mean that because I'm not connected to her form right now, that relationship isn't there, doesn't exist. It's in thought. And when I get closer and closer and closer, when I get to the house and walk into the house and I see her, I'm still only processing her through my mind, it's still only thought. If what I have is loving thought, and that's up to me, that's totally up to me. What I don't have is judgmental thought, and that's up to me as well. And I don't have negative thought, that's up to me. I choose all of that. That's where I am as a human being. Then my relationship will always be perfect. You see, most people in relationships, they say this. Here's how it works. They say, I'm in a relationship. And someone says, oh, yeah, really? You're in a relationship? Yeah. We got problems. And someone say, oh, you've got problems in your relationship, yeah. Then the next conclusion is, there must be something wrong. There's got to be something wrong. You say, oh, let's see, now you're in a relationship and you've got problems, and so there's something wrong. So let's see, who am I going to call in to help me with this relationship? And, of course, you can't afford to have somebody coming in all the time, so you have to call on yourself. That's the only person or the other person who's in the relationship. But you're already calling in somebody who's wrong because you've just admitted that if you've got problems, there's something wrong. So what you're doing is you're calling in a disabled person to deal with the problems in your relationship because that person is now wrong. If you were going to call in a therapist to help you with the relationship and the therapist was really whiny and you know, I do this and you do that, that's the problem. Let's say that's a problem. The way we talk to each other in our relationship is, I do this and you do that and I can't do that. And you say, well, that's a problem. Now, there's something wrong. Right, who are we going to call in to fix it? Well, we're going to call in a therapist. And they walk in, and the therapist walks in, and they say, well, what do you want? How come you're calling me all day? I've got to do this. You say, wait a minute. How's that person going to help me? That person's wrong. All right? Well, that's what you do in a relationship when you say you've got problems and there's something wrong, or you say there's something missing. That's even funnier to me. I mean, what could be missing? There's nothing missing in your relationship. Like, you got to start looking for what isn't there. Everything that's there is what you've chosen to have, and everything that isn't there is what you've chosen to have. There's nothing missing. You are you, they are they, and that's it. There's nothing missing in your relationship. So what you have to do is you have to reverse that in a relationship, and you have to say, I'm in a relationship. Say, yeah. Say, we've got problems. Yeah, that's true. We do too. There's nothing wrong with that. In other words, now you don't have a wrong person, a disabled person who's got to come in and consult and help with the relationship. Every relationship has problems, has disagreements, has certain conditions that have to be resolved. But there's nothing wrong. In other words, nobody has to be wrong. Nobody has to be right. Most people in relationships spend most of their time in making the other person wrong, which means making themselves right. And they spend their whole life and energy on making somebody else wrong and making themselves right. Once you say, all right, well, my wife likes to do things this way and I like to do things that way, and you say to yourself, well, there's nothing wrong with that. She's who she is, I'm who I am, and she can do them that way, and that's perfectly fine, I understand that, and I'll do them my way. But I'm not going to make her wrong, and she's not going to make me wrong because I like to do it a certain way. She's much more fanatical about cleaning than I am. So she doesn't make that my problem. I don't make my not having to have everything orderly her problem. When she sees things that are left around that she doesn't like, she's perfectly willing to pick them up because she knows that that's what she wants. We don't have to have a fight about it. And that's really what enlightenment is. It's really just not having to call in a consultant who is wrong and trying to make somebody right and somebody wrong all the time. Every relationship has differences. And some people are going to think of it as right, and some people are going to think of it as wrong. Then you're going to always have problems. But if you understand that we're going to have conditions, we're going to have things that we don't like, we don't have to make anybody wrong. It's a wonderful approach to life. You're not busy making people wrong. If everybody could stop needing to take credit and needing to make somebody else wrong, you could improve about 99% of the relationships. I do this now with my wife. We do it kind of jokingly. The kids will come home and one of them will have done something that's really spectacular. And my wife will take the credit. You know, she'll say, well, I was the one that taught her how to do that. There was a time when I would have said, wait a minute, I'm the one who taught that. How dare you? Why are you taking the credit for what I taught? Now I will say, well, if I understand that we're all one. I understand the unity of this whole thing, and I do it with sort of a smug kind of laugh on my face. If you did it, then I did it, and I'm just as pleased. So congratulations. We'd kind of joke and say, oh, yeah, you did it, I did it, and all that. But we just kind of laugh. We are now able to laugh at and treat, just sort of in an offhand way, things that previously would have caused dissension and difficulty, because nobody has to make anybody wrong. And in fact, that is the truth. We are all one, all of us, not just in the family. We're all part of it. And if one person is succeeding, then all of us are. And if one is dying or hungry or hurting, then all of us are doing that as well.